Okay, this is Reading with Roxanne, and we are broadcasting from Bookstore One, which is at 12 South Palm Avenue in Sarasota, Florida. And today I'm going to be talking to our biggest bookseller in history. She knows everything about mysteries. She's a retired special education teacher. She worked in politics with Barney Frank. And I'm just super impressed by her. She's such a lovely lady. She's got a big heart. Before I tell you that, though, let me just remind you that we're doing curbside service, which means you can call us up and ask for a book, and we can try to find it for you or order it. And then we bring it right out to your car. We have a mask on, so it's all nice and safe. And you can either do the credit card purchase over the phone, or you can hand us a credit card when you get here, and we'll just do the transaction quick. You can also order with us online at sarasotabooks.com, and that actually shows our inventory, too. So if you wanted something right away, you'd be able to see whether it's in our store or not. So I encourage you to do that. And sarasotabooks.com, you'll also see what events we have. We do have some author events coming up. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce Elsie Souza, who's been working at the store. Elsie, how many years have you worked at Bookstore One?
I was like the second employee hired. Our great David, the manager, hired me. So I think is it 10 years? It has to be.
Wow, that's great.
Which is amazing. I know. So Priscilla, David, and I, and James started at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a strange time to be talking to you because you're talking about everything online, and one of the things that I miss, and I know we all miss, is the fact that we're not in a wonderful bookstore.
Yes.
Seeing people, neighbors, people who come in who have become our friends, and here we are.
Right.
It's a very different world.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to mention that, when you talk about indie bookstores, it's really important that people do support the independent bookstores. And we truly are the backbone of the country. And I don't mean that just because I happen to work at Bookstore One, but it's very important. And so I encourage people to order books from us. So let me tell you what I've been reading.
Yes, please, because I missed that. I learned so much from you working with you in the store. So please tell us, what have you been reading?
The first months of this pandemic, I was obsessed, I have to tell you, with CNN, which is certainly not a book. But I had to know everything that was going on. And I didn't read many books at all. I don't think I could pay attention long enough to read a book. But I have been a lifetime junkie of newspapers. So I read the Herald Tribune, the New York Times. I also read the New York Post, which I love for when you need to know the behind the scenes smut that's going on in the world.
And humorous headlines.
There you go. I love them. I wish I could sit with them to know exactly what they do. And then I subscribe to the Washington Post and the Tampa Bay Times. So a lot of my time has been involved with keeping up with news.
That's amazing.
Whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, some of the books I loved. I loved Roundhouse by Louise Erdrich. She actually owns a bookshop, and she... she's a member of one of the, she is a Native American,
mm-hmm.
and she's just an incredible writer. For those who have never read anything by her, I highly recommend them. And she's done, I believe, it might be 13 books already she's done. And Roundhouse is the latest one. And her writing's superb. And coming from the world she does, it's a wonderful way to be introduced to Native Americans, although the life is very harsh that you see that they have. But I thoroughly loved Roundhouse.
Yeah, I agree too. And I think it's a, it's sort of a forgotten culture a lot of times, and you do learn a lot from her books about the whole, especially the modern era, and just how the legacy has just haunted them. You know, it's just it's sad sometimes.
Yeah. And what's really sad right now is that I believe the Navajo tribe, and she's not a Navajo, has the highest level of pandemic or has had in the country, because their conditions are so adverse.
Right.
They have little running water. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
So I suggest you read her. And then I love The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett. And I think that's been on the best. I know it was on the bestseller list.
It has.
It's a story about twins who are raised white, and how one passes as white her entire life and the other one doesn't. And it's really fascinating. And I know why it came onto the bestseller list, to see these two women take different paths in life. And their children take different paths in life. So I would recommend that one.
Yeah, it sounds like an interesting premise for sure.
And I had to read Mary Trump's book, Too Much and Never Enough. You know, I think it's only 200 pages, but I tell you, she sold a lot of books.
Yes.
She really did.
Yes, and it's interesting to see the whole background.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that she's a trained psychologist, and you would know that from what you've done in your life, you know, she's very believable.
Yes.
Because of that, her insight.
Yeah. There was one sentence I remember, because I read most of it, and it was almost like, this is it. This is the snapshot. Basically, a lot of wealth and very little guidance and love, and this is what happens. You know what I'm saying? It's very sad.
And it's very sad, and to be honest with you, I think it's very true. It happens all the time.
Oh, yes.
And here we are.
Yep, here we are.
And one of my favorites was The Book of Longings by Sue Monk Kidd. I love this book. So here's the premise. Jesus had a wife. And if you read it, you really believe that Jesus had a wife. That's all I can tell you. Her name was Anna. And she was raised in a wealthy family. And she eventually marries Jesus and follows him through his life, obviously. And I loved it. I became obsessed with knowing everything about Israel, where I've never been. But I wanted to know, you know, where they lived and how they came, their path that they had to take to go from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And I couldn't get enough of it, because she truly was very memorable. And Sue Monk Kidd is, she's a great writer. The Invention of Wings was one of her books. And this was an early on book, but I tell you, I just loved it.
Wow.
And Anna was... you fell in love with her, and you see where her life turns after, you know, after Jesus dies and what she does with her life. But it just struck a chord.
Wow.
So I recommend that one. I know. And then my favorite author of all times has always been Daniel Silva. And, his latest book just came out. And, he has written 24 books about Gabriel Alon, who is the head of the Mossad at this point, which is the Israeli Secret Service. And he restores art. And he's usually in Europe when he's doing this art restoration. And he has appeared through all these books, and people fall in love with him. just, it's an easy read, but keeps your attention.
Yeah.
And so I just say, read Daniel Silva.
Yeah, and we still have some signed copies too, which is great. So that's awesome.
Oh, cool. So, yeah. Yeah. People should get them and just enjoy him.
Yeah. I'm so glad you tell me about these books, because obviously we can't read everything, right? So, I mean, I am reading, but it's just you can't read them all.
No. And I just ordered The Color of Air, and it's by Gail Tsukiyama.
Okay.
And the reason I ordered it, it's about the big island of Hawaii, and takes place there in Hilo. And my godfather was born on the big island, and he was born in Hilo. Huh. And I tell you, the story's incredible. This happens to be a Japanese family in the story, but our family being Portuguese, what happened, the Dole pineapple people went to Japan, and they went to the Azores Islands, where our family's from, my family's from, to get people to come to the big island to work on the plantations. And my uncle was actually born on the big island. His parents, it took them months to get, you can imagine going around South America to get to Hawaii.
Right.
But there's a major, major, major community of Portuguese people in Hawaii, everywhere.
Hmm.
And I've become good friends with Linda DeMello, who happens to live in Sarasota. And she is one of the Portuguese people from Hawaii. But Gail Tsukiyama is a really good author.
Wow. Excellent.
It's taking me back. And I'll just tell you, as we're doing this podcast, today's my father would have been 105 today.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, which is pretty amazing. And he certainly had an influence on me and what I read and where I go. And he and my godfather, my Uncle Joe, my Teen Joe, as we called him, they would discuss the politics of the world and solve every problem. So I would recommend The Color of Air. I know.
Speaking of solving every problem, I wish you had been president when this whole thing started, because I'll never forget working with you that day, and you said, when we started worrying about it, this was way back, Elsie, I don't even know what month, and you said, it's going to be all over, meaning the virus, and you were right on the money. I wish you had been president. You would have done something. I don't know what, but...
thank you for saying that, because you know what? I think of that once in a while, just like the mask thing.
Oh.
I mean, I'm like, everyone should have a mask on because,
yes,
you know,
it's common sense.
There's no other way to stop it.
Right.
And how sad that. A few things, and we can talk about this, you know, is the fact that we've been looking for leadership that just doesn't exist.
Yes.
And I still maintain that if teachers were in charge of this entire thing,
exactly.
Order, right. And everyone would have paid attention. And
right.
There would have been rules. And that did not happen.
No,
so I'm very sad that there aren't teachers involved in the whole thing.
No, I agree.
Don't you think?
Yes. And I totally, you hit it right on the money with me too when you said when this initially happened, that you were just too distracted to read a book, and I was too. It was sort of like being in an earthquake, wasn't it? You just wanted to eat news, like you said you did. You just wanted to know what's going on, what can I do, you know? So I totally appreciated that. But isn't it nice now that we can sort of settle into books more and sort of not relax, but at least, I don't know, I just feel like the terror's gone, even though it's not gone. But we can at least sort of settle in and use the books as a distraction, which we still need.
I totally agree. And the fact that I'm telling you the names of these books tells you how far I've come personally. Because as I indicated, and you indicated too, you know, it was news and what was going on and all of that. And now we've come to a point where we can read.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what you read. It could be a cookbook. It could be anything in the world, whatever's going to make you happy.
Yeah.
No, really.
In fact, I've noticed an appreciation, not that our customers didn't appreciate us, because they certainly do, and especially you, Elsie. In fact, I mean, when we were open, and people would come in, they'd immediately ask for you, and it was almost like, get out of the way, where's Elsie? You know what I mean? So I know you're missed. But it's funny now with this going on that I think people really appreciate books and really appreciate just having that distraction. Like they, when they call them on a book, they're dying for the book. They're like, please give me a book. So
yeah, and it's always been part of who we are. And you know, I think the fact that obviously we're in this technical age now that we've been thrust into, it happened overnight. I mean, you were always in that world.
Right.
But I think we're there now. We've had no choice in the matter. And, you know, let's see where it all goes. Because, yeah. But books have always, they're something to hold on to. They're real. They're treasures, actually.
They really are. They help you get off the planet for a bit and just think of something else. And also, sometimes it helps you figure out things in life.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And the books I read, most of them are not memoirs. I do fiction most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Takes me to another place.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I just started, yeah. I'll just finish saying thank you so much for participating and mention a book I just started. It will take me 100 years because it's 700 pages long, but it's so good so far. It's called Ant Kind by Charlie Kaufman, who's a movie director. This Ooh. Book is gigantic, and it's set in Florida, which I did not even know when I picked it up, but it is so cool. It's a guy on a road trip going to St. Augustine, and he talks about the bugs, the love bugs. He talks about, and he sort of slows down time because he just, everything's this little minutia that he'll like examine, and it's pretty interesting. I love it so far.
So, oh, how fun is that?
Yeah.
Excellent. Good.
All right. Well, Elsie, thank you so much for participating in this, and I hope to see you soon.
Yes, darling. It's here.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.